In trying to find a way to challenge students, an English teacher at Albany High crossed a few lines, assigning pupils the task of writing a 5-paragraph essay as to why Jews are evil, the source of Germany's problems, after they watched and read Nazi propaganda in the framework of trying to convince a World War II-era Nazi leader, their teacher, of their loyalty. Etzion Neuer is the acting director of the Anti-Defamation League's New York office.
It was with some disbelief when we read about the unfortunate incident. We've offered our full resources to the district, and we hope that they'll accept some of the offers we've made to them to work to try to correct the incident.
About a third of the class flatly refused to pen the assigned document. Albany mayoral candidate and community leader Corey Ellis, a Democrat, says he was surprised to hear about the incident, but proud of the students who chose not to participate.
All students have the right to a safe learning environment, and those few students who did stand up because they felt they were in a comfortable and probably not safe learning environment, I will continue to applaud them. Those are the students and those are the young adults and future leaders that will show how we can strengthen our city and that we can become one Albany.
Albany Superintendent Marguerite Vanden Weingart issued an apology explaining that the assignment should have been worded differently.
It displayed a level of insensitivity that we just will not tolerate in our school community.
Democratic Albany Mayor Jerry Jennings, who served in Albany High administration and as a teacher before embarking on his political career, weighs in.
It's totally inappropriate as far as I'm concerned, and my conversation with the superintendent, she feels the same way. And, you know, we have to make sure that this never occurs again and people understand this, you know, they're responsible for what they do. And that's up to the school district to handle. But hopefully this will never occur again. And that's something that we all are making sure won't occur.
Albany City Treasurer and candidate for mayor, Kathy Sheehan, also a Democrat, is on the same page.
I can imagine it being very troubling for some of the students who were given that assignment. And it sounds as though the superintendent has responded to it and has apologized and is moving forward to ensure that this matter is addressed at the high school.
Rabbi Paul Silton of Temple Israel in Albany is also the president of the Holocaust Survivors and Friends Education Center.
Propaganda is very dangerous, as we all know. In Judaism, we call it Lashon Hara, the worst kind, and it can result in genocide. And the death of millions of people.
The Albany City School District did not disclose the identity of the English teacher and has not indicated what disciplinary measures, if any, will be taken. Albany mayoral candidate Marlon Anderson, a Democrat, offers a suggestion.
This person needs to be severely reprimanded, perhaps even relieved of their duties. And by that way, this sad incident can come to a close.
Again, Superintendent Weingart.
Any disciplinary actions are driven by district decisions, and so whatever occurs would be driven by our due process. And obviously, this immediately shifted to a personnel issue, and we're exploring the range of options that we have for the future.
It is unclear whether the teacher might face charges under New York's Dignity for All Students Act, which prohibits discrimination and harassment by other students or adults, either on school property or at a school event. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.